Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. Our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable, is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Well, I figured first thing kind of to talk about a little bit would be with the weather we've already had. We've already had pretty good snow a couple of times. City crews have been out and about and done a good job so far. So definitely hats off to them so far.
No, absolutely. We got a great team there. I mean, even got some praise from some people on social media, which was, you know, we appreciate that as well. People take notice and recognize the efforts. I mean, yeah, they put in a lot of hours. Weather conditions obviously were not good, so while hopefully most of us were inside, you know, staying warm and you know visiting with your family or doing whatever, you know, our team was out there working and, you know, trying to keep the streets clean and keep us all safe. So appreciate their efforts, and one shout out, and people do appreciate it too. Again, I mentioned the social media post, but had a local restaurant. I'm gonna give them a little props here. Ponderosa, reached out and said, want to thank your guys. You know, if they want to come by and, you know, meals on us. So that is community. That's what Vanday is all about. And so when you hear stories like that, you know, again, I want to give credit where credit's due. And we got, you know, really good community. And again, you know, thank you for recognizing our guys. They did a great job.
So the snow, obviously, when it comes to streets, we get a little aggravated, but it does make for a pretty picture. And so for Festival of Lights, this is kind of their official kickoff weekend coming up. So having some snow on the ground out there kind of adds to the ambiance.
It does. Yeah. I mean, you can talk about Winter Wonderland. Yeah. Again, this is a postcard moment. And as you mentioned, so Friday, this weekend is the kickoff. Saturday night, specifically, the Chamber is going to be out there with their cocoa and cookies for a couple of hours. I know the Park District, I think, is also giving away some hot dogs. I encourage everybody. It's going to be cold, if you believe the forecast at this point. So bundle up, but come out. And, I mean, really, when you do see the snow on the ground, it really does offset those lights, and it makes it just, you know, makes you appreciate it even that much more.
And I'll say that for downtown, too, especially when you're kind of up here by the State House and you look down the street. Okay. It's a pretty impressive picture right now.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Again, it's very scenic. And, you know, that tree up on the hill by the church, I mean, that's just a good way to cap it all off. And, you know, we've talked about this several times in the past, but, you know, we've got a beautiful downtown. You know, we're very happy to be able to showcase it. And, you know, when Mother Nature cooperates and give us a little snow in the holidays, it makes it even that much better.
Absolutely. Well, I had a couple other things I was going to bring up. And so one I got to thinking about, and I saw, and I know you've seen them too. You see them on social media, these lists that'll say 10 best downtowns in Illinois, 10 best small towns in Illinois. And for the life of me, Vandalia never shows up on these. And I've kind of been led to believe in the past that there's some sponsorships and other things in those. But I do think for folks that aren't from here, those kind of things do matter. So is there a way we can slip in on some of those?
I've seen those same things, especially TikTok. It seems like now has the, you know, 10, well, you've got both, right? You got the 10 communities that are dying out in Illinois, mm-hmm. or the, you know, 10 best cities to work with. I don't know what the metrics are behind those, but yeah, it's worth investigating. And, you know, Amber and I, you know, we're always trying to figure out a way, especially with social media now, to get the most attention, the most clicks, the most likes, because, you know, again, I'll put our downtown up against any community our size in, you know, in Illinois, especially in the southern part of Illinois. So, you know, it's probably something worth doing research. But, you know, maybe a bigger point is, and we've talked a lot about recently in our tourism meetings, we just have to do a better job of promoting, you know, not only, you know, our community, but just the events that are going on. And, you know, things like even just a community calendar. I know you do one, Todd, but there's got to be a place where it seems like everybody could go, right? And have what's going on in your community and, you know, kind of one-stop shopping, right? And so we're working on that. You know, we're going to try to work with you as well. You know, we got the chamber involved, you know, the city through our tourism committee. Again, we'd just love to be able to have a kind of a place that everybody could go to that covers everything, covers a website, covers social media, that, hey, this is what's going on in Vandalia. And then people outside of the area could see it as well, you know, and know, you know, kind of, again, a calendar of events of what's going on in the area.
So another thing I was kind of thinking about, just reading some different things going on in the state. So let's say tomorrow Governor Pritzker came here and met with you. What's a couple of things you would say to the governor? Hey, we'd like to see this or not see this.
Yeah, well, no, I think, you know, there's always, in Illinois, there's always, it seems like there's the divide, right? It's the North versus the South. And, you know, we're in the Southern part. Just, you know, to let him know we are here and that we have the same concerns that other parts of the state do. And those concerns are things we've talked about in the past. It's workforce development, it's jobs, you know, and it's housing. You know, and it's also making sure that we get our allocation or our share of the state resources. You know, we all pay taxes, you know, and we'd love to see, you know, maybe, I don't say a better allocation, but just an allocation of the funds sent here that, you know, that we can invest at the local level to make our community stronger, you know. And again, I think, you know, I will say that, you know, the business climate, the knock on Illinois has been recently is that we're not the most business friendly state. And people always kind of pointed to Indiana as an example. But if you follow the news, you know, Indiana had a change in leadership over there. There's some disagreement about what's going on in the business climate there. So is that an opportunity to make Illinois more attractive? You know, because again, we have, you know, we're such a great state with so many great resources. You know, we just, you know, got to better utilize them. And again, I think my message to him would be, you know, pay attention to us down here as well. You know, and, you know, listen to our concerns. And, you know, we're a valuable part. We really contribute to the state economy as a whole, too. And don't forget about small town Illinois.
It has been this way. And it's been this way, not just for Governor Pritzker, but we have become flyover country in the state a little bit because they'll go to Marion and Carbondale for events and then they'll go up north. We've become kind of flyover country and flyover country a little bit. I know that's frustrated some people, too, because we don't get the visits or the opportunities sometimes, it seems like.
Right. And I mean, not to get too political, but right. We are a very polarized state. You know, you know, we're a blue state, but if you look at the map, made up of a lot of red, right? Mainly red.
But to not interrupt you, Marion and Carbondale are red, too.
Well, I understand. But there, again, a lot of money, a lot of influence, so to speak. True. No, your point's well taken. Yeah. And again, I think, you know, we have a lot to offer. And so, you know, again, we're in a pretty red area here, but this will be on social media, but I would welcome a meeting with the governor to come down here. I know he did come, I think in his first campaign, if I remember right, he was in the area. He does go to the Metro East quite a bit. You know, and even though, you know, we're represented by some legislators that, you know, don't necessarily agree with the governor. And so, but again, we, you know, our feeling is, look, we're one state. We don't have to agree, but we all need to work together for the betterment of the area. And so, again, I would always welcome the opportunity to meet the governor and have him come down and showcase, again, our beautiful downtown that happens to be covered in white right now.
Very good. Well, here we are. It's December. You know, not your first year, but nearing your first year. I guess, how do you feel as we near the end of 2025 about progress you made since you took office?
Well, I think, you know, again, I campaigned on being transparent. I think if anything that I'm proud of is I think we've done that. And you've been a big part of that with these podcasts, you know, covering what's going on in the city. You know, I want people to know what's going on. And it's even to a point where sometimes, you know, you let all this information out and then you get pushback, right? But that's okay. I mean, we want input from the people in the community because we all live here. You know, we're raising our families. We all ultimately want to make this place a better place to live, you know, and we may just have different ideas of how that happens. So again, I think I'm proud of the transparency that we've had, you know, this first year. I'm very excited about the momentum we have. I mean, we've had you know, our first two Economic Development Committee meetings. You know, you were the last one. You know, we focused a lot about housing. So the first two have been centered around kind of workforce development and housing. You know, I will tell you there's lots of conversations going on with prospects. I mean, we're actually having a meeting tonight with a potential expansion opportunity maybe. You know, there's a couple things that are going to roll over into 2026. I guess where I'm at is I think we've laid the groundwork in 25 for what I think is going to be a really positive 2026. We've got, you know, we've got the positions filled. We got Amber, you know, on board now. You know, so we've addressed tourism. We've addressed economic development. We're giving Letitia the time to be the city administrator versus trying to do three jobs. So again, we've talked about the finances of the city. It's in very good shape. So we are really positioned well. For 2026, again, I think there'll be a couple of announcements that I'll be pretty, very excited about. And then just the whole, we're setting the course for collaboration between the various taxing bodies, the city, the county, the school district, the park district. How can we all work together? And I would just say stay tuned for 2026 because, I think we'll have some pretty exciting announcements in that area as well.
Again, thank you for listening to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable. This podcast is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. You can find all of our podcasts under our podcast tab on our website at vandaliaradio.com.